That's right. We're getting ready for Pesach. We can talk about it without getting all excited. If you say that to the Eish Chayil, they go, wow, not yet. So be very careful talking about Pesach. With the women who have to make yantar, for them it's a sensitive subject. Baruch Hashem. It's beautiful. This book should help me to Shembuk. Chazal Gula should come. The people of Amin Gula. Gashmis and Ruchnis. Already since Yom Tov, it's crazy. Since Yom Tov, they should go Chalila into another Yom Tov. It's too bad. I can't imagine. Because Baruch Hashem is bringing the Kirch of the Chag of Gula should come to them. We're going to study from the Satemes Parshas Torah. We're going to go first to Shnas Tov Reish Mem Zayin on page 105 of these editions of the Sfas Emet, and then we'll get to the very beginning of the Sfas Emet on Parah Tov Reish Lamed Aleph. So first let's look at Shnas Tov Reish Mem Zayin. Kovu Chazal Chazal established for us to learn Megillah, the great Parshas Parah Kov Nissen, to read Parshas Parah before Chodesh Nissen, because Rashi there explains, we have to become Tahar in order to be Eilu Regel, to bring the Korban Pesach. So the preparation for Korban Pesach, which requires Tahara, requires being sprinkled with the Mechatos, the water of Mayim Chayim that has in it this ashes of a paradum of a red heifer, prepared in the most holy, special way. Ki kemoyshe yored benisid his hadshos lebnei Yisrael. After Parah, we're going to read HaChibush HaZelachem, which means that Chibush, renewal, is promised to us. This Nisan is going to be a whole new time, a whole new life, a whole new Yid. Every Yid has a Geulah. The Neshama is freed and given a whole new vista of opportunity. That's the Chibush that comes to all of us. With HaChadosh HaZelachem, HaChadosh Nisan is this time of Hizkachos with Bnei Yisrael. But how do you prepare for Hizkachos? How do you merit? So he says, K'mokein Yerid Mikoidem Tahara L'Nafshos B'nei. But notice how he doesn't just say that we have to work on it, which we do. He actually says, Yerid Mikoidem Tahara L'Nafshos B'nei Yisrael. Tahara comes to us. You want, you know what it is, and you seek it. Tahara comes to us now. This Shabbos, we become Tahar. Because, isn't it the case? The Gemara in Shabbos says, Abol Tahir. Elsewhere, he says it point blank. The Sasabas. It's based on the Gemara in Shabbos. Abol Tahir, Messiah Noisar. You want to become Tahar? Akash Baruch Hu helps you. This is the Shabbos. This is the time when we can begin to become Tahar. And then if you have Tahara, now you're ready for renewal. What do you do? You take something that needs to be refurbished, and it needs to be redone, it needs to be cleaned, and it needs to be entirely buffed and polished and shined. Do you start to apply the polish when there's still rust on the outside? Or first you take the sandpaper, and you see, let's get a little bit of the haluda off. Let's get some of the rust off. Hopefully under the rust is good metal that you can still, put on a primer and a paint. Huh? So first comes Tahara. Now we're going to talk about what the substance of Tahara is. Tahara doesn't just mean, cleanse from or purge the negative. We'll see Tahara is very much a positive concept. Very much a positive. We'll see. But what he now says is that we have the opportunity to taharas hanefesh this Shabbos. Ki hakol mechita yisbarach. Tahara, like any other gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is something if we want it, if we know how to bring it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide it. Ki hakol, everything is mechita yisbarach. And by the way, when we talk about saying, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's going to say, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu this time of year. says the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to bring the Korban Pesach. And I want everybody in Klal Yisrael to have a Kazayas of a Pesach. Everybody has to have a Kazayas. And that means everybody has to be tall. You can't have a Kazayas of a Pesach unless you're tall. So what's the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? I want you all to prepare with Tara to have a Pesach. So then we have to be tar. Then we can have the Hiskachus that comes with the Geula, which comes with doing the mitzvah of Pesach, which is to eat the Kazayas of a Pesach. Ubayamim Eilu Shekol B'nei Yisrael Tiharu Atzmam Koidim Havo'as Karban Pesach. We know that these are the days when everybody was rushing to find who's going to sprinkle. Where's the Koyim? I need to become tar. Everybody was becoming tar these days before bringing the Pesach. Therefore, Mesugolim Hayamim Be'atzmam. It's the nature of these days, this time of year, they're a Mesugol. This is the time of year when a person can become tar, a person can have an attainment of a purity, and therefore a hiskachus that is not possible in Shvat. It's not possible even with the Simcha of Adar. It's not possible in Mar Cheshvan. It's Nisan and before Nisan. Parsha Zushel Din Taharas Meis. He says, and it's all about the Torah. Sit and learn, you know, Mishnah's Parah. Yeah, learn Mishnah's Parah. And listen carefully to the reading on Shabbos morning. Hamiyagi Imbo, working hard to learn the Torah of Parah Duma and of Tumah and Tahara. Yehoil in love with the Tahara. You know, in Shnach Tov Reish Lamed Tet, not in front of us, in a different year, he said, Iker HaTahara Hu B'Koyah HaTahara. Ika hatahara hu bekayach hatayrus. In Cain, ika hatahara yesh gam ata bekriyas parshazu. Tahara is gained by Torah. Amar Rabbi Akiva Ashrech in Yisrael. Right? Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is metaras. Ma mikveh metaras atmeim kach Hakadosh Baruch Hu metar es Yisrael. What does it mean Hakadosh Baruch Hu is metaras? What about Hakadosh Baruch Hu is metaras Yisrael? You think it's just magic? It is, but we do nothing. We actually attach ourselves to his Torah. You jump into a sugya and you do it with Yiras Shemayim. That's as good as getting yourself all wet in a mikvah. That's how you become a yid with tahara, learning Torah with a sense of this is it. I'm steeped in this Torah. It surrounds me and envelops me. It therefore redefines me. It redefines my whole being, my whole identity. Of course, I'm now tar. If I am one with my tyrus, then there's nothing not clean about me.
It's funny because all these shinas are not for shol
shinas. I was thinking, Shkoyah. Rav Siegel was mentioning a paradox. Paradox is that everybody's getting ready now to not learn the whole three stars. I don't even know what to answer. But that's why you have so much emphasis by the Rosh Yeshiva who say, no, you know, the Manasmana means you have to do the mitzvah. But you're involved in Torah. What he says there, he says that's the, in Tosh Mar Shlame Tet, he says it's a pasuk to Himmel. Himmel, Yud Beis. Imrois Hashem, Imrois Tahirus. So if Hashem says, Zeus Chukas HaTorah, Ashatim Hashem Lema, that's Torah, and that Torah about Tahara, for sure, if you study that Torah, Lishma, it's going to be a metaka for us Temelian. Let's continue. Parshazuz shall din Taras make. Hamayagin ba yichel love with Tahara. Uksiv. It says, and we're going to read it. It's the Haftarah. Bezerak yaleichem mayim tahirim tahiratem. So, what does that mean? Because Baruch Hu going to bring Tahara to us. That's what it says in the Pasuk. V'zerachti aleichem, ma'im tahir mitahir. Habo mitahir, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm mitahir you. U'ma'achash ben Nisan, we're going to have the Gula again in Nisan. Now he says, a fantastic idea. We have to absorb it. It's not that hard to grasp. If the Gula to come is going to be in Nisan, that means that Nisan even now already has that power vested in it. It's the nature of Nisan. Mimela Vivadai Mikhaidim Hagula Yitan Hashem Yisbarach Ruach Tahara Belibas Bineis. If Nisan is the time when we're going to have Geula, that means that Nisan is the time for Tahara. Now you're going to ask, but what happens if Chalila, this Nisan, we still don't have Geul? God forbid. We still end up looking at Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Mashiach has not yet come. Does that mean that the Tahara possibility wasn't with us? No! The Tahara is because in Geula we will have everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us. And since it's promised to us for Nisan, Nisan has that power, even if it doesn't happen this Nisan. Haba Aleinu L'Tayva, Chalila. Even if God forbid it doesn't happen. But Nisan has that power. Just like Moshe Shana has the power for us to be Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yom Kippur every year has the power for us to seek and then be granted forgiveness, Nisan has the power of Geula. Whether it ultimately pans out with the Geula Shalema this year or not, we have to understand, we're celebrating the Geula of Mitzrayim and the Geula HaAsida. We're celebrating the Geula HaAsida. Because Am Yisrael, by its nature, is the people who are free. And ever since it is Mitzrayim, we have been and will continue to be free to be Hashem's people only. Avodai, and not Avodim Avodim. That we celebrate. The height, the zenith of that being free will come with the Geula HaAsida, Yirat Hashem. That's what Nisan is. L'chein Mishu Golem Eila Hayomim. These are days when Yidden, millions of Yidden became Torah, and millions of Yidden flocked. Like it says in the, it's a beautiful description in the Haftarah, this Shabbos, Tzayim Kaddish, Klal Yisrael coming, thousands and thousands of people marching up the Harabayim. The Holy Son of Hashem, holy flock. So just as that happened, it's going to be again. And it is now. Just like there will be Tahara, it's possible limtsa behem gam atah leiv tahar. We now have an opportunity in these days, preparing for Pesach, particularly now, coming to this status, to be matar ourselves, to achieve this Tahara. We'll talk more about what that is. First of all, already we see, and we read from Tafai Shalom test, it means learning Torah. It means jumping into the mikveh that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And connecting with it, and surrounding ourselves with it, and identifying with it to such an extent that I'm nothing else but a part of it, it's a part of me, to such an extent that that's defining who I am and what I am. So of course I'm Torah. So in a number of places he discusses, ki kol inyanei hakdusha nishar mehem bracha le'acharei. Anything that was kadosh, its effect remains forever. Any time that's kadosh, its effect remains forever. He says it in the following words. Pesach, Tafresh, Memzayim. Ukemoi, no, you're not going to see it, I'll read it to you. Ukemoi, shenim le Beis HaMikdash ve'emtza ha'olam. The position of the Beis HaMikdash is tabur ha'aretz, you know, it's Yisrael, the middle of the world. It's not just the Middle East, it's literally the middle of the world. Everything surrounds, and as we know, it seems to revolve around Eretz Yisrael and what's happening there. So the Beit HaMikdash is there because Limshei HaKadusha, so that Kadusha is drawn to the whole world. From the Beit HaMikdash, the entire globe. L'chol HaTzadim. He says, Kimo Kein Bazman, say in terms of time. Shehayamim Shehoye Beit HaMikdash. In those days when there was a Mikdash Kayim, Hayakiyum Kol Hazmanim. That gives support to the holiness in time for the times before the Beit HaMikdash and the times after the Beis HaMikdash. You know what he says? I don't remember exactly where. When Avraham Avinu was pursuing the kings in the battle of the kings and he beat them, it says that he pursued them ad Dan, only so far as Dan. Why only till Dan?
Because of
northern borders.
Because of
Avodah Zarah.
Because of Hesel Mich possessed in amongst Shechet Dan. Which weakened him. Wait a minute. It's gotta be, I don't know, how many years before? How many generations? Hundreds and hundreds of years before Pesel Micha. And yet, that's what's going to happen, it brings about a certain weakness to what Avraham Avinu was trying to accomplish then. Now, the answer is, because in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the reality, time is what we experience. But in the reality that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this thing is time. It's already a weakness. Says the Sfas Emes, Kal v'chaymer, Meruba, Midataiva, Merubah Mizateva Mimidas Paranius. So that means when you have a base of Mikdash and you bring a carbon and you have the Tahara that Yidden had for the hundreds of years when the base of Mikdash was Kayam, those days were now made powerful forever. That's what he means here when he says that there's a Kedusha, calling Yoni Kedusha, Nisha Mehem Bracha, La'achareha, V'lefaneha. Elsewhere he says, that's why Dovra Melech, before the Beis HaMikdash, Samachti Ba'omrim Li, Beis HaShem Nelech. You ever wonder, one second, Dovra Melech says, Samachti, I'm so happy, there's so much joy, there's so much Kedusha, we're going to the Beis HaMikdash. Hello, Dovra, there's no Beis HaMikdash. The answer is, yeah, of course it's not yet, but there's going to be and they're going to go. So, the Kedusha, and the effect, and the Zuchus, that there's going to be, is already now. Samachti Ba'omrim Li, Beis HaShem Nelech. So the Tahara that we're going to achieve now, it's the Tahara maintained like the Tahara that the holiest Yidden had when they came to the Beis HaMikdash to be partaking of and to be offering up their Korban Pesach. Meheri Yavon HaMikdash will do it as well. Meanwhile, if Chalila we can't get here, we're going to achieve this Tahara. We are going to come and listen to it and learn all about the Parah Adumah and steep ourselves in Tahara, which is the mikveh that's Matara Yisroel. Let's learn a little bit more now deeply about what this Tahara is, what's it made up of. Let's look at the beginning of Parshas Parah in the Sfas Emes, the first year, Tafrei Shlamet Aleph, on the other side of the page 97 in these editions of the Sfas Emes, Tafrei Shlamet Aleph. Adoni Ovi Zikni, Zechrenu Lebrocha, Chdushi Yerim, Ikin, the Parshas Parah, Shem Matara Matumas Meis, Vu Isalkus Chiyas Apnimius. I mean, what is ultimately the problem that causes death, separation from the neshama? Where does that neshama come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama is of that holiness that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the neshama is by definition. So it's the histalkus, it's the departure of the chiyus apnimius, of that essential nekuda that's holy and indestructible. But when it leaves the body goes limp and passes away. The body no longer has life in it. What does life come from? Life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a gift that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a neshama. What is the neshama? The neshama is a shtik gut. Neshama is a nesatabi tahari. And that's what we are restoring. What we restore when we come to Parshat Parah is neshama is a nesatabi tahari. And we're going to spread the tahara from that, the kudula, from that pintola inside of us to our whole being. Why is it that the paraduma has to be burnt in ashes? And then you take the ashes and you put them on mayim chayim, which is virtually the opposite of ashes. Ashes means destroyed. Mayim chayim means coming up, bubbling up from the ground, and represents the source of life itself. And then that you sprinkle on somebody who's tummy. Because what we're saying is you have to become like Afar V'Efer. Take all the shtuyot in life and go back to the Nekuda of Chiyus instead. Take it all, one's ego and one's great plans and what you think's important and what's wasting your time and it's endless. And recognize that just turn it, at least, not physically, but at least emotionally / spiritually, turn it into Afar V'Efer. And then, Yatar. And let, instead, the pure neshama in you expand and fill up all the space that used to be taken up by everything which you've now turned instead into ashes. You know, again, this idea of how things go back, they go back to very, very primal sources.
Question.
There's a great forefather who said, stood arguing before God, and he says, I'm nothing but, I'm dust but ashes. Who was that? The Medrash, not an obscure Medrash, Medrash Rabbah says, because Avraham Avinu said, I'm giving your children the possibility of tahara through Efer Parah Aduma. I'm giving you, because you said and consider yourself offer the Efer, I'm giving your children tahara through the Parah Aduma. Now, do you think this is just, you know, like a Gzeirah Shavah, you know, without any sense and meaning? Yeah. ashes here, ashes there, put them together. Oh, obviously, connection. Yeah, what's the connection? Because Avraham Avinu mevatel himself and said, Anoichi afar v'efer, I'm nothing. You, Hashem, are everything. That's why I'm giving you the paraduma. Because that's how you become tahor. I am nothing. You, Hashem, are everything. That's what the paraduma burning up and then being sprinkled on someone who experienced being too close to Nisa. That's when you have chayim. That's when you're free of the effect of Misa. That's when you're given new life, a whole attachment to him, of his world, real life, chiyus. The chiyus that you're going to gain is because you take what you should not necessarily cling onto and throw it into the fire. That's v'anochi afer v'efer. Because what are you putting instead? Your mevatel afer v'efer of your life, el chiyus Hashem Yisbaruch. Your mevatel the afer and efer, and you negate it, and you completely negate and subjugate any remaining facet of what you do to the chiyus, to the real life that is the neshama hatahira, and developing it and growing it. Ulkach parshas chodesh achakach. And that's why parshas chodesh comes after parah, because you can't have hischachos, which is what he explained earlier, as we mentioned from Tafresh Mem Zayin. Hischachos comes after tahara. You can have renewal first, clean up. But again, it's important to understand cleanup doesn't just mean from Chatayim. Cleanup means cause the real chiyus, the real life of Torah and Abayda, meaning Kishbarov, to inhabit your being. That's what Tahara is. Tahara is that, not an empty space. Tahara doesn't mean I evacuate all the foolishness. And that's step one. That's the Eitar. That's the ashes of the Paraduma. But what happens next? The Mayim Chayim. Not just the ashes, but there's also Mayim Chayim that gets sprinkled on. Because the Makom where you throw away all those ashes, you fill it with the chiyus of Hashem Yisbarah.
I'm trying to understand the Afer Efer. Is that, that's not the physicality, that's the mentality?
It's thinking and caring about oneself in some selfish way.
So it's the mentality.
It's a mentality.
Okay.
It's not just caring about things, but caring about oneself. There's another expression in Hasidus called Yeshut. Yud Shin Vav Sach. Yeshut. Meaning, there is. There's me, there's what I want, there's my goodness, and then there's something else called Ayin, which is from Hashem. Ein Od Milvado. Now, in the next piece, I'm going to speak it out because we're running out of time. In the next part, on the Medrash, talking about the Paskini of me, in Torah Tameh, he points out that the Torah begins this parsha, Zeus, Chukas HaTorah. And there's a fascinating concept of what Zeus means. We know from Yom Kippur also, the Zeus Yavai, Aaron Ela Kodesh, we know that Zeus is a very special word. There's a Zohar HaKodesh in Hazinu, where the Zohar HaKodesh says, Zeus is what solves our problems. It's the Shekhinah with us. When you have Zeus, what does Zeus mean? What does Zeus mean? What does Zeus mean? Answer me. This. What is the one with this that matters? The Shekhinah. So on that passage of Afgam Zeus, says the Zohar in Hazinu, Afgam Zeus imhoin. Mishtak. Zeus, which is the Shekhinah. In spite of everything that we've done wrong, with all the Tumah, Zeus is still with us. So therefore, here, he says again in the name of the Chiddush Yerim, he says, Malchus Shemayim is called Zeus. Why? Shekol Mashiyesh Davar Hoyve. Anything that is, and that's important, is what? The Shekhinah, Zeus. And then he goes on and says, this Paraduma, what is it Mechapa for? Which terrible Aveira that he once did? The Egel Azov. What does it say about the Egel Azov? Eila Elohecha Yisrael. What does Eila mean? These are. What's the biggest difference between Eila and Zos? Eila means, there's this, there's some other things, there's something else that matters, that counts, that I care about. Zos is only a Kodesh. And Zos is only a Kodesh. Exactly. That's it. Exactly. Behu hefech, he says, mashenema be'egel, egel elohecha. So what we're doing by clearing out all of that which we are turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything else that we are turning into upper ve'efer, that we are mevatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mevatel to Hashem Yisbarach and Chiyus Hashem Yisbarach, means we're taking away from all of that which we might in our lives say, hey, well, this is important and this is important, as Chalila, like the way Yidden did when they said, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, and we're restoring what it says here by Paraduma, Zeus. We're restoring that purity of saying nothing, nothing inhabits the important places in my being, but the Shekhinah itself, but my closeness with and my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehuda Yisbar. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you for coming. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for coming. It's a hard piece. It's hard. But he wants us to take part of. We should realize it's shy to us. You know, we shouldn't think that we, Chalila, because we have nobody to make the show, it's not at all just some kind of a nice theory. No, no. It's an avoida, and we can. It's a time to do. Gain the tahara that it makes, that this time of year makes possible.
That's right. Could not buy this. The real Ashkenazim, and the Chassidim, they take a special prayer as
they like. Yeah, take it seriously. Take, yeah,
because you're shifting in your